First, my dear friends in Christ, I would like to welcome you all to this year's Fatima Conference. The sacrifices that you made, some more than others, some coming from greater distances than others, to come together and to honor our Blessed Mother, and to be reminded of things that we ought to be reminded of, learn things, perhaps that we don't know that are helpful. But I would like to thank you all for making that effort, because you making the effort to come here for a Fatima conference is not only helpful to you, but it's helpful to everybody else who joins in this time that we take to honor our Blessed Mother. This year's conference, the theme is Behold the Handmaid of the Lord. The first thought of these opening thoughts, or opening remarks, that I had was the words of today's epistle for this feast of the maternity of our Blessed Mother. They who eat me shall yet hunger, they who drink me shall yet thirst, and he who hearkens to me will not be confounded, and they who work by me shall not sin, and they who explain me shall have life everlasting. We have the solution to our problems. And the more that we are close to our Blessed Mother in our devotion, and it's true, our devotion is true, then what do we have to worry about? Oh, there's a lot of darkness in the world, there's no doubt. We can be a victim of that darkness, or we can go to her and through her to the light. That's what it means when the epistle says, they who eat me shall yet hunger, and they who drink me shall yet thirst. When we have devotion to our Blessed Mother, she takes us and gives us a greater love and devotion for her Son. He who hearkens to me will not be confounded. You won't be overcome by darkness. And they who work by me shall not sin. You have weakness, you have the solution to your weakness. She is that solution. The next thought that I had that I want to share with you in these opening remarks is, what a contrast we find in Our Lady's response to God's will. The contrast between what she said and that of the first brilliant creature, that creature among creatures, beauty and power personified. He who in his splendor was said to be God's light bearer, and so named, Lucifer, that morning star, and his response to God's will, non serviam, I will not serve. And with that, was cast from his place along with one third of the angels. As our Lord relates in the Gospel, St. Luke chapter 10, I saw Satan like lightning falling from heaven. A pride, an arrogance, a disobedience. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, who didst rise in the morning? How art thou fallen to the earth that didst wound the nations? From the book of Isaiah. What a distinct dichotomy from Mary's response. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. In a little town called Nazareth, a young girl about 14 or 15, maybe a little younger, of the house of David, was found by the angel Gabriel to be full of grace. Why was she full of grace? Why was Mary blessed among women? Because she was obedient. She had the spirit of obedience. Mary was truly a person of goodwill, because all through her life, she wanted only one thing: God's will. So behold her. Learn from her. From his writing, Father Albert Weiss, a Dominican writer, in his Apologia de Christentum, he writes about our Blessed Mother, "The life of Mary is, for all who tend to perfection, a model besides which there is none greater than the sanctity of her divine Son. In Mary's interior as well as exterior, there prevailed perfect order. Each of her senses obeyed her will. Her will obeyed her reason. Her reason obeyed the inspiration and law of God. At the gentlest hint of her conscience, she fulfilled God's tenderest wish so perfectly that even the least movement of a finger was regulated by the law of perfection. God alone was her thought, her love. For his sake, she was ready to sacrifice everything, even her divine motherhood. Her life was a continuous sacrifice of adoration, of prayer, of atonement for the whole world. She could boast neither science nor riches. She did not receive holy orders, nor the gift of tongues. The circumstances of her surroundings were the most inconspicuous, but she surpassed all in the love of God, in the faithful performance of the smallest duty, which her humble and toilsome vocation or the general law of God imposed on her. She observed every law. She fulfilled every wish of God. And so I say, with thinking about these things and joining together at this conference, behold her. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. How she lived. Behold her answer to God's will. Be it done unto me according to thy word. And then see how we can imitate her better. It is my sincerest prayer and wish, and Holy Mass is offered for this intention as well, that many graces come to you this Fatima conference. Many consolations, instructions, and that you're strengthened and perfected in your devotion to our Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.